It's Friday, April 26th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the devastating suicide bombings of churches and hotels in Sri Lanka this past Resurrection Sunday. That left over 300 people dead and hundreds more injured. Sri Lankan officials announced the arrest of local Muslim cleric Zoran Hashmi, suspected of being the mastermind behind the bombings. LifeSite News launched a petition, which has garnered over 18,000 signatures, calling on the United Nations Secretary General to stand against Christian persecution. You can sign the petition by visiting the link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Over the weekend, the three American Christians who were arrested in Laos for distributing Bibles have been freed and have returned home. The three Christians, identified as Wayne, Autumn, and Joseph, were detained on April 8th while volunteering with a Christian nonprofit called Vision Beyond Borders in the country. They all got back to their homes in the U.S. on Resurrection Sunday. Praise God. Jesus said in John 15:20, "A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." A new Pew Research study looks at the top 10 nations by Christian population, projecting the continent of Africa to contain the most number of Christians in 50 years. The United States tops the list and is still projected to have the most Christians in 2060. However, Africa, with countries like Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Ethiopia, currently contains the biggest population of Christians. In 2060, Africa is projected to contain 6 of the top 10 nations by Christian population, with the addition of Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda. Former Vice President Joe Biden officially joined the race yesterday for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. Currently, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a socialist independent, leads the pack of at least 20 Democratic candidates, with Biden coming in second, according to CNN. Other top 5 candidates include Senator Kamala Harris of California, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and former Texas Representative Robert O'Rourke. Buttigieg's ranking skyrocketed since a CNN town hall in March. At another CNN town hall on Tuesday, Buttigieg, an open homosexual, said his way of life is not contrary to his quote-unquote faith and God's love. Evangelist Franklin Graham responded on Twitter, calling Buttigieg to repentance, saying, quote, "As a Christian, I believe the Bible defines homosexuality as sin, something to be repentant of, not something to be flaunted, praised, or politicized," end quote. Psalm 2 says, "Be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, S-O-N. Lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." In the first several months of this year, nearly 30 U.S. states have introduced anti-abortion bills in their legislatures, 15 of which have been heartbeat bills that would protect the baby if a heartbeat is detected, typically after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The BBC reports this is a huge increase in bills, up from 7 just last year. The increase of anti-abortion bills comes as President Donald Trump is changing the makeup of the U.S. Supreme Court, with 2 conservative justice appointments so far. This week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting 695 measles cases in 22 states. The CDC states, quote, "This is the greatest number of cases reported in the United States since measles was eliminated from this country in 2000, end quote. The increased cases follow several measles outbreaks, one in Washington State and 2 large outbreaks in New York that started in late 2018. The faith-based film Breakthrough came out last week, opening in the top 3 and grossing over $11 million. Breakthrough tells the miraculous true story of 14-year-old John Smith, who fell into an icy pond and was pronounced dead by doctors. John didn't have a pulse for 45 minutes until his mother Joyce began praying for him at the hospital, and his heart started beating again. Psalm 18, 5-6 says, "The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple. and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 26th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com.